Hi, I'm Jen Chien, Managing Editor at KALW News. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate it if you'd support KALW by going to our website, klw.org, and clicking on that donate button in the top right-hand corner. We're in our fall membership drive, and we appreciate your support.
KALW.
Shared electric scooters are about to make a comeback on the streets of San Francisco. The city temporarily banned them before deciding which scooter brands would be allowed in the city. Well, now Oakland officials are deciding what to do about scooters, and they're taking a different approach than San Francisco. In a plan being considered by the city council, scooter companies can stay in Oakland, but they'll be expected to meet a bunch of requirements, like offering a low-income membership at just $5 a year. KALW's Eli Wirtschafter reports.
If you think electric scooters are just a toy for rich tech bros, I invite you to visit Lake Merritt. Scooter riders are everywhere. I see this guy come shooting down the hill toward the lake with his curly fro flying in the wind.
This is the future here, you know what I mean? Like, there are grown adults that even ride this. People that used to daily commute in their vehicles every day. You get what I'm saying?
Semeda Abraha, who's 20 years old, gets a massive grin on his face every time he talks about scooters.
An electric scooter can change a person's day from sad to happy. You know what I mean?
It's fun and it helps with his commute. Abraha works at the grocery store Sprouts. He used to bike there. After the scooters landed, he sold his bike.
It comes in real clutch for transportation, so I don't have to rely on bus and stuff like that.
Scooter companies don't report demographic data, but a recent study showed that low-income groups are more likely than higher-income groups to approve of shared scooters.
Just anecdotally, if you travel around Oakland and see them being used, they're certainly being used by a very diverse array of the population.
Oakland City Council member Rebecca Kaplan wrote the city's proposed regulations for shared scooters.
I'm a bicyclist. I like alternative transportation. I can see how the scooters are a good thing. And I really want to make sure that as we're adding new mobility options, that we're not leaving behind the same communities that are already underserved.
In Kaplan's proposal, any scooter company that wants to operate in Oakland has to obey certain rules. So, for example, they have to provide staff to move scooters out of the way if they're parked unsafely.
And they should not trip people. They really need to not block wheelchair access.
And here's the rule that really caught my attention. Scooter companies will need to provide a low-income membership where people could have unlimited short rides for just $5 per year. Anyone who gets food stamps or subsidized energy bills would qualify. The idea is based on a similar discount for Ford Go bikes.
The Go bikes currently have a $5 a year intro low-income membership for the first year and then $5 a month after that. So that was the example from the one company that we've had so far with a permit.
But the rollout of the shared bikes discount has been rocky, and now scooters could face some of the same problems. The biggest challenge is distribution. So for a low-income discount to work, bikes or scooters need to always be available in low-income areas. In East Oakland, they're not.
So the shed is a 20-foot container.
Reginald Burnett is the president of the original scraper bike team, and he's on Oakland's Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Commission. He takes me to the back of a public library in East Oakland, where his team has turned an old shipping container into a bike shed.
We get bike donations. Youth come here. We teach them how to fix, refurbish, customize, and retrofit bikes.
In the back, thrown on top of other bicycle parts, is a bright blue Ford Go bike. Burnett says someone left it there after a recent group ride. That's because there are still no Go bike stations in East Oakland past High Street.
We don't have nowhere to dock it, and we didn't want it to get stolen and misplaced, so we got it here. We probably send somebody to dock it later this week.
Unlike the Go bikes, the new wave of scooters can be left anywhere. They don't need to be docked. So people like Chuck Davis, a 20-year-old who also works at the bike shed, can take the scooters into East Oakland.
I like the scooters, the Lime scooters. Yeah, those good. I like them. They real fun. Me and my girl was just riding them yesterday.
Davis says he'd qualify for the affordable membership. But as things stand now, he can't always find a scooter when he wants one.
If I want to start pull out my phone and go get a scooter around the corner, I can't be able to do that. I have to go to downtown or you know, areas that have Lime scooters and Lime bikes and stuff.
Every night, people go out into the streets of Oakland and collect scooters. They charge them in their houses overnight and get paid a few bucks per scooter. Then in the morning, they go out and place them in locations recommended by the scooter company's apps.
Those areas are downtown and all the high areas for people that's working and commuting everywhere. We just need more areas out here in DBs.
Oakland's proposed scooter ordinance tries to address this location problem, too. It calls for scooters to be distributed equitably throughout Oakland. But Clarissa Cobbinsagan, a transportation advocate with the group Transform, says the rules need to be tighter to serve the least affluent neighborhoods.
I would like to see something where these companies are held to a higher standard of making sure that scooters actually stay accessible in these neighborhoods.
The ordinance says 50% of scooters must be deployed in what are called communities of concern, a designation for low-income and underserved neighborhoods. But that designation covers most of Oakland.
So when you say 50% deployed in communities of concern, that can mean all in the Lake Merritt area downtown.
Cobbinsagan says making scooters work for everyone isn't as simple as lowering the price tag. She says scooter companies need to work with community groups to spread the word about the affordable option and how to ride safely. She also says scooters highlight a need for more bike lanes and better pavement.
In places like Deep East Oakland, people are riding on sidewalks, and they're riding on sidewalks because they feel safer on sidewalks, because sidewalks don't have as many potholes as the streets.
Cobbinsagan hopes the scooter craze has opened a window of opportunity to invest in safer streets. Some scooter companies have already pledged to fund more bike lanes in the cities where they operate. East Oakland could use it. When I took my first ever scooter ride, I went on 69th Street, which is supposed to be a bike boulevard. But it's so bumpy that I felt like the scooter was trying to throw me off. Yes. Most scooter companies already offer low-income discounts, but none of them are as substantial as Oakland's plan for a $5 membership. Rebecca Kaplan, who wrote the proposal, says there will be some wiggle room for the city and the scooter companies to figure out exactly what kind of low-income discount works best.
I do think that they will, in fact, do it. And, of course, if they don't, then they don't get to operate in Oakland.
The city council votes on Monday.
Okay, successful ride.
In East Oakland, I'm Eli Werchafter for CrossCurrents.